markets, Amazon's emergency hiring, and why hackers like all this working from home. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Marketplace has been on the air for 31 years, and over those three decades, we've never had occasion to report on a stock market drop as deep as we saw yesterday. The Dow fell 2,997 points, nearly 13%, the second biggest drop in percentage terms ever for the Dow. Now, true, the one larger drop before our show existed, October 1987, the decline was nearly twice as large. This is about investors uncertain when economies start to recover from the coronavirus downturn. This morning, stock index futures have been pretty topsy-turvy. At the moment, the Dow future is up 222 points, 1.1%. The S&P future up 1.5%. The NASDAQ future up 2.3%. London is down 1.2%. Hong Kong up 0.9%. In another 2 weeks, it'll be the end of this financial quarter, and statements from investment companies will start coming for those in a position to have retirement savings. The S&P 500 is down 27% the quarter so far. Let's talk psychology, not with a psychologist, but with a veteran investor, Barry Ritholtz, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at Ritholtz Wealth Management. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How do you keep from walking around like a cortisol-filled knot of anxiety? And if you look at your stock portfolio, it's like a tree fell in your house.
Well, a couple of things that you have to do in order to avoid becoming a stock market zombie. The first thing is that you have to understand that days like yesterday are a normal part of the stock market. Now, I don't mean normal as in every day. We don't get 10% swings up and down on a daily basis usually, but these happen on a regular basis. I think the biggest mistake people make is calling these things 100-year floods because we seem to get them every 10 or so years. 08, 09, the dot-com crash in 2000, the 87 crash, all of those, either all or parts of the market, got cut in half. And so first, understand that this happens all too regularly. And then second, and perhaps even more importantly, is understanding that you can't go into this sort of warfare without a plan. To sort of do these things on the fly, gee, maybe I should sell now that we've fallen 30%, that's a recipe for disaster. So if you have a plan and you execute it faithfully and manage your own behavior, your own worst instincts, you'll be okay.
And by the way, it's probably a little too late to sell.
Especially in taxable portfolios, because you have to overcome a 20-something percent tax bite. So I know it feels like it's the right thing to do. Let me get out here and I'll get back in as soon as the market makes a bottom. It is the most challenging thing in the world to do, to not only time the market, but assuming you can time the market, to be able to pull the trigger and buy equities. Every instinct in your body wants to go in the opposite direction. People are herd animals. We're primates that evolved in groups. That's why it's so difficult to be a contrarian, because every instinct you have wants to do what the crowd is doing. And historically, that has not been the way you make money in the stock market.
Barry Ritholtz, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer of Ritholtz Wealth Management. He's also a Bloomberg Opinion columnist. Barry, always good to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, it makes a huge difference whether you need the save money in 2 years, 10 years, or 30. I talked to Barry about how he'd play those different time horizons given this coronavirus quarter. Marketplace.org has that now. More than half the jobs in the U.S. could be at risk as COVID-19 continues to limit economic activity. That is according to Moody's Analytics. But there's also some brisk hiring going on. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is in Washington.
Amazon says it's going to hire an additional 100,000 full and part-time workers. That's because the company is seeing a surge in demand as more people are staying at home. Dan Griswold is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center.
Obviously, people are going to make more use of home deliveries. It makes perfect sense. And Amazon's in a good position to ramp up and meet demand.
Amazon says it will pay workers at least $17 an hour to work during the pandemic. Brick and mortar grocery chains like Safeway and Kroger are also recruiting more workers. Kate Bond is a labor economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
There are certain crucial jobs that people have to still go to work, even as we adjust to a new lifestyle. And that's just sort of how it is.
So these companies are hiring people to go to work so that others can avoid going out as much as possible. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
With increasing numbers of folks working from home, that is good, experts say, for public health. It's also great for hackers. The home systems may be more vulnerable, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
In the past, only a fraction of America worked from home, and the hackers didn't always prioritize them, security consultants say. But now with most of us teleworking, the bad guys are focusing more attacks on the group. One suggestion from the cybersecurity education company MediaPro is make sure your home Wi-Fi router has a big long password. Otherwise, your network is easy to crack and the bad guys can, say, sell your usernames and passwords on the black market. The experts say home computers are often weaker links, as are work laptops without VPN wireless encryption. Now, the bad guys don't just push their way in. They tempt us with email and web links to click and to let them in. These are garden variety automated crimes that are really lucrative. So watch what you click, especially anything coronavirus related from an unusual source, warns Fidelis Cybersecurity. Finally, any electronic message is safer if you can validate it another way, say with a text message or a call to the sender.
Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom, many making it work from home. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.